just get it started.
And boom. What's up? Welcome back, goddammit, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guy out of Chasing the Dream. I'm your host, Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. And today we are in the post downtown Houston, which used to be an old post office. I'm sitting here with the poet next to me, the heavy hitter, the Mr. Boisterous himself.
I just work here.
Nah, and the poet. Do you work here?
Nah. I do God's work here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just... Right now, I'm looking at this baby going rogue. Like, he just like, yo, I'm here. The earth is my turf.
Yeah, I can't wait till mine gets older to where he's walking around and grabbing fries off the table and shit.
Say that shit today.
Today.
But when he grabbing fries off the table and shit, you gonna revisit this like, damn. See, he had to go get him a little soccer ball. Like, all right, bro.
Go ahead, calm
let
down.
Let me get you a little Raising Hell instrument so you don't pull down no blinds or nothing. Shit is expensive in here.
This is nice. I should probably record here all the time now because
I'm telling you,
it's not far. It's a good little midway point for everybody.
Bang bang.
And you know, I could definitely come here. You can see the trains passing on the outside. It's comfortable.
We ain't even took the tour yet. We gonna do this, and then I'm gonna show you around, and then different places you can record. Like, yeah. This ain't just
hell yeah.
This like record studio A.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't got the B, C, D, and E. You know what I'm saying?
B, C, D, and E.
You feel me?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So how you been, man?
Man, I've been blessed, bro.
Yeah.
I work with a whole bunch of ghetto ass people.
Oh, that's always fun.
That's an interesting day every day. It's always like I can't really go into details, but I'm gonna make a TV show. It's gonna be like The Black Office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be on some nigga shit. Can I say nigga shit?
Yeah, you can definitely say nigga shit. That's like the shy. There's this other show that, every time I think about shows and shit, whenever I want to be on camera and I try to think about a certain fucking particular show or some shit like that, I can never think
shit
of the actual
just don't
name.
Register.
Yeah, it's just like bang. But there's a show where these motherfuckers are repo people. They own a it's Chicago and they're repo
people, and they own a
I guess it's kind of like a IKEA, but it's not IKEA. They rent out shit, rent to own. It's like a rent to own's little spot.
And they take your car.
Yeah,
they rent to own cars too.
It's a goddamn silly ass show, basically. I want to say The Shy, but it's not The Shy. It's like Chicago something.
See, here's my thing, bro.
Yeah,
I respect everybody hustle.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? I respect the prostitute hustle.
I used to sell
dope for a living. You know what I'm saying? So I get it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Mr. Tow Truck Driver Man, bro.
Did you get fucked over by a tow truck driver?
Yeah, I have. And see, that's the thing, bro. Like, I'm supposed to respect your hustle, but you's a prick, bro. You's a fucking douchebag. I can see if somebody like delinquent on their bill and shit, like 3 and 4 and 5 months. But if somebody parked in the little no parking zone and the keys in the car and they shit running and you see them getting the shit coming out the store.
They come and get that money. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, oh, you in the wrong right now? I'm coming to make this bill real quick.
Fuck you. I hope your engine lock up on you. I hope.
Despite you have for a tow truck.
I hope you take your wife to a nice, luxurious dinner.
But out here for real though.
And like, then you farting shit on yourself.
These tow truck drivers really be making bank on some bullshit. Like especially if you can't read the signs properly. If you're not from Texas at all. But
you know, reading is fundamental.
It is, but something. All right, symbols and shapes and shit. And numbers.
This ain't algebra, bitch.
It's like, can you just specifically tell me not to park here? You can park here, but you can't park here.
Just tell me.
Like, that's what I want to know. Instead of like, oh, between this time and this time, look at this arrow, nigga, don't park here. And it's like, well, what the? I don't know if I'm supposed to park here or not. I don't know if this is next to this apartment. Can I be here? No, because these motherfuckers, they just lay in wait and wait for motherfuckers to fuck up on reading that sign real quick, and then immediately they come get you.
And they fuck up. We fuck up daily.
Yeah, that's
a hustle.
I remember I got a ticket on my car. Man, these tickets are not cheap neither. 75 just to start. And if you don't pay it, boom, they gonna constantly add it up. Add it up. Like, yeah. It's like $30 a pop every time you don't pay it. I'm like, fuck y'all. I didn't know, and I'm new. I'm not paying.
I'm new. I'm not
paying. Give me grace. If not, bitch.
You just be waiting for it. Look for it in the mail.
You're not about to get me right away.
One of these days.
Hey, charge it to my credit. Hey, fuck, man. What you talking about?
Hey, man. Luckily for the people who listen to this program, you know, the well-off, affluent individual that could valet their car, we talking broke people problems. And I'm glad that you got it like that, where, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to watch your back when you go into Kroger's. You good. I appreciate you.
I do. Do you, in a Kroger, man, I would assume like you have to watch your back and maybe an HEB or some shit like that, but not a Kroger.
Definitely, like, Kroger. HEB the place to be, bro.
Is it? In my mind,
you married though.
Yeah, so that's true.
So it's a different playground often. For you.
Yeah.
For me, it's like an adult playground. You know, you find the healed person in the motherfucking candy aisle at the store. You know what I'm saying? You know a bitch is healed when she looking for olive oil at the store, bro. You know what I'm talking about? We be so busy finding these bitches about this club. We got they double fisting two shots in their hand.
Yeah.
And you want to go holler at them, have their eyelashes hanging off their face.
Oh, those type of bitches.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what you find at a Kroger or ATB? That's what you find at ATB.
That's where you find at Joe B's.
I don't know that about Joe B's. All I know is Aldo, HEB, and Kroger. And it's rare that I frequent them because I stay in the sticks.
I'm not even going to say that out loud because I don't want to be too controversial. There's people in here that might... It might apply. I throw a rock and hit somebody and they gonna be mad than a bitch. But it's funny. In my mind, it's hilarious, but I'm not gonna run it because I'm working on myself.
Yeah, my playground come with swings and in a rubber tarmac to where if you fall, you don't really break nothing immediately.
Just let it sit for about 5 minutes and then check back later.
It seems like your playground come with them fucking pebbles and broken swings.
HEB
and shit.
HEB is where it's at, bro.
Basketball goals with no hoops, you know?
HEB is where it's at. When I was locked up, this dude told me some of the funny shit. Like, when I go to HEB... Because everything's so expensive. We just talked about shit costs now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I go into HEB, it's nothing for me to grab me a sushi as a in-store snack as I spend this $200, $300.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to eat this sushi, and I'm not about to pay for it. I didn't steal it because I didn't leave the store with it in the packaging.
I'm testing it before I leave.
I'm testing the product. You know what I'm saying?
That's understandable. I feel that.
And that's me.
Everybody does it. You can't say that. People can't say
everybody
that they haven't
don't
done
do
it.
It. Everybody don't do it, bro.
Take a whole bag of chips and give it to the kid. And dump that bitch behind one of the fucking milks real
this
quick.
This boy in jail.
You ain't never seen
this boy in jail say he go to the... He go to the like deli part and get like all like a whole pack of hell. They go get some bread.
No, nigga, this nigga don't make a sandwich.
This boy make a whole triple decker.
Like you going to the fridge real quick.
I think I'm gonna have me like a little $5 sushi roll. This boy didn't put down a whole foot long in the building.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
like I've never been that brazen when it comes to I've plucked a few grapes off.
Oh yeah,
you know, and as I strolled through, you know, I ain't never really eat the Snickers before I fucking went and paid for it and then gave the lady the wrap.
Nah,
be like, put that. I ate that.
See, me and my daughter, we done smashed a whole bag of grapes. And see, my baby mama tell me that I'm a bad influence. And I'm like, well, I'm not teaching her how to go, like, bring a gas card and turn it into a grocery card. Now am I? I'm, you know, it's chilling. We just having a snack while we shop.
And how does that happen? How do you run a gas card into a grocery card?
Yo, I met a Nigerian dude, like, no bullshit. He pulled out HEB card at the gas pump and made it happen, bro. He swiped that. I was like, oh my, he was like, shh.
How, like, do you have to go in and tinker with something? Like,
nah, he was at the pump. He was at the pump. He just typed his numbers.
How you just use it as money? Bro. Is it like an EBT card that he did? Bro,
it was a straight HEB gift card.
A gift card?
He ran that hoe for some gas.
You can run gift cards as gas, though, right? That's just like a shell card, right?
I don't know, bro, because that card was functional. It was almost like he wanted to charge his card for whatever reason. I don't know what, because he had it going on in the hood at the pump, bro. Like
at the pump.
Bro,
I've seen people come up to you and be like, hey, man,
and niggas
all
know
I got
the
is
program.
This,
niggas give $10 and he swiped that card and they pump their gas and they pop off. I ain't teaching that.
I've seen no scams. I always assume that it was scams because motherfuckers come up to you, man. Hey, I ain't got no money, but I got to get my kids. You know, we ran out of gas and shit. I can give you this. I can give you this gift card. You just give me the money that's on the gift card, and I can go ahead and get this gas. And I'm like, nigga, I don't know how this scam is supposed to be applied, but I'm not that's about crazy. To help you out because.
I bet.
I'm not here for the scams.
I bet the mother of those children wish that they daddy took them to HEB and took grapes instead of used them.
We might have still had a little change left.
Instead of using them for scamming purposes. See, I ain't doing that, people. It's people out here that really do that. Like, they really like that. They use their kids for the hustle.
I try to avoid the scam. Like, scamming has became real easy for niggas nowadays. That's the whole plot of the Beekeeper with Jason Statham. That's the whole plot of the movie right there. Scamming. Motherfuckers is scamming.
Scamming.
Scamming. And that's why scammy that's why Bill Cosby's wife killed herself.
That went dark quick.
Yeah.
Because of scammer?
Suicide. Yeah, nigga, they took all her money and money that she had funds in for like a for an orphanage or some shit like that. Nigga, she was for underprivileged kids or whatnot. And nigga, she had money in there. Nigga, they took all of it. They took all the money.
When was this?
That, well, I mean, it's not real. It's just a movie. That's the movie.
Oh. Boy. Not
just the lady that played Bill Cosby's
was
wife from the
have
Cosby
breaking
show.
Fucking news coming live from the Post. Houston motherfucking Texas. This just in.
No, nothing serious. It was just that's the plot of the movie.
Okay.
The motherfuckers on there scamming and you know, Jason Statham, they call him the beekeeper, but he's a he's in a special organization that
he got a special set of skills.
Yeah. I mean, he's also a beekeeper. But man, that's the name of the organization that he's a part of. That, you know, them dark ops operations to where, I mean, you don't even know niggas like him. I mean, he beats up entire armies with no guns.
That's
you
like know, that's a specialized skill.
That's a skill
to
I want. I doubt. Yeah, that too.
Cause you gotta be a patient motherfucker. Like to kill a whole army of niggas. Like okay. Right, they do that in the movies all the time.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington, 85 years old,
for
checking
real.
His watch.
Come on.
Giving himself 30 seconds to take out a whole death squad of niggas.
I don't believe it. I love seeing it, but I don't believe it. It is hard.
To keep them bees off your ass, boy.
He's like the black Taken. He's like the black Liam Neeson, basically. Or Liam Neeson is like the black, like the white Denzel, if you want
full
to put it that way.
Moment of disclosure.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen The Equalizer 3.
It's okay. I mean,
I timed out at 2.
The first, what? That's fine, though. If you watch the first two, or even just the first one, you understand. It's just the older Denzel doing the same shit.
But see, I think he's trying to be like John Wick. And John Wick, there's
he's
nobody.
He's going hand to hand instead of shooting people in the face. John Wick is just going around, I'm definitely going to shoot you in the face in an awesomely tactical way.
John Wick is going more than shooting niggas in the face.
And I have.
John Wick is killing boys with books. That's 7'2".
Pencils.
And
books.
Pencils. Throwing niggas off of balconies and
different ways.
And
it's the first time I've seen nunchucks been used in a movie.
John Wick.
Properly.
Different level. John, I ain't going to. I
love
say
all the Wicks.
Number three, because if you ain't seen number three, really shame on you if you ain't seen number three. And I should just go ahead and just ruin your day.
Ruin it.
Because it's
okay.
Been like a year since the third one come out.
I mean, there's a fourth one out.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's coming.
Oh, it is four.
Yeah, no, it is four. It's just not on Netflix yet.
It is four. Well, that's the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the new one. The newer one. That boy, he really wanted that dude dead. He wanted that French boy. He wanted him gone.
A lot of people are. I mean, it's crazy because it all started over a dog. It all started because you, I mean,
that's some white privilege shit.
And when my wife watched it, it's like she didn't really watch it, but she understood what was going on, and she seen. She's like, "Oh, that's a cute dog," and I was like, "Watch, it's about to die." And then it died. She was like, "Oh my god,
don't get comfortable." That's what you learn about these shows, man. Don't fall in love with these characters because these niggas are expendable, like in real.
Yeah.
Like how they can, like how they did Jonathan Majors. They do people like in the movies all the time.
Get rid of them.
Yo, expendable, like.
Yeah.
Boy, are you a Power fanatic by chance?
No, I haven't watched any Power. Just because everybody talks about it a lot. I might catch up on it at some point in time. I probably won't. I don't know.
You
maybe
ain't.
It's just because
Power
it's 50.
Ain't nothing. You just, I'm going to catch up on it. Something. It's either you in or you out.
Yeah,
especially
I'm out.
Now.
I've been out because too many people talk about it. I'm like, oh, it's a good show. I'm like, the fuck what you're talking about? I don't think you know about what good shows are. And I can understand
that
it
Power's
is a good
like
show.
That. Power's like that, bro.
Yeah.
Power like that.
I just.
Like, okay, so we got, like, you are privy, really, though?
Yeah.
You are in a special space because you can watch shit from the beginning because you ain't seen none of them. So, Kanan, Raising Kanan
right.
is really first. And that's the story of how 50 Cent became such a menace in the first original Power. Like, in the original Power, Kanan is a problem, bro. This nigga is Satan. You know what I'm saying?
So this is like a prequel or something?
Yeah, Raising Kanan is a prequel.
Uh-huh.
And then it's actually Power. The first.
Now, I've seen clips and I've seen like a few episodes and all that. Like I've actually got into Snowfall. You know, so but it's comparing to Snowfall. Ain't nothing. It's not really comparing. Yeah, so
it's killing Snowfall.
Oh, okay.
Cause it's so many layers, bro. You got
so
you
many
got,
layers.
You got Ghost, who's the main
character.
Yeah,
I know
character,
about Ghost.
You
uh-huh.
know what I'm saying? Then you got his son, I'm gonna call him Baby Ghost, cause he's just like his dad.
Yeah.
Then you got Tommy, the crazy ass Eminem white boy in every crew. You always got one of them. But he won. He's the one. And then you got Kanan, and it's just.
It's like every time I hear Raising Kanan, I'm like, I want Kanes. I definitely want Raising Kanes right now.
R.I.P. Neek, man. Neek was the hoest nigga in life. But black people kill me. And it's not even black people. It's really people, I feel like.
Yeah.
But you could be, your soul and your spirit could be dog shit. You could just be a shitty person.
Yeah.
But if you look good, people will love you.
Yeah,
true. If you are well put together, if you draped in Gucci,
that's like a Nicki Minaj situation
gold
right
teeth
now.
And all in your mouth, and you got 1,000 gold chains.
I feel that way about Nicki Minaj because she is being ruthless when it comes to this Megan Thee Stallion beef. And it's
I'm
just like
not
I'm
caught
mean,
up. I don't even understand
oh,
what's happening
caught
right
up?
Now. Yeah, I heard this.
I don't really understand why, and I mean, but you know, the internet is the internet, and they'll break shit down in a heartbeat. Like the day after, it's like you know, fucking that Cat Williams shit came out, and the first 4 hours already, motherfucker had that bitch broke down, and like, here, look, this is what's going on. And I'm like, I love that the internet can do this, but nigga, do y'all not have a life to say
no,
that you're just
they,
gonna be in
don't.
Here
no.
breaking out other niggas' lives and shit? What yes. you doing with your life?
Everybody's a journalist.
Yeah. Apparently.
You can, like, everybody, like, to now really be a journalist, you don't need the paper credentials, like,
no.
the degree. You just need the receipt credentials of you buying a microphone and whatever you got to plug up.
These
into
YouTube
that
scholars.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And cameras and shit. Like, it's you ain't got to, everybody's a journalist.
I love it. I listen to every morning just because there's not too many stations to listen to. I put on The Breakfast Club, and The Breakfast Club, is they'll let you know what's going on the black Twitters and shit. And so it's just like, oh, okay, this is what's happening, why are they beefing? And then I watch the breakdown of why they was beefing. And then it's like, oh, okay. But then Nicki also, she basically is like the light skin. The light-skinned bully that be at school that don't really know how to say shit, just, I'm pretty, so boom, whatever I say is gonna go.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's lowballing, Like, she really poked fun to where it's like, oh, you could have did better than what this joke is, but I get it because you feel as if you're real pretty enough to be like, boom, whatever I say is going to go. You know, she talking about how she got shot in the foot and how she a big bitch and all that. And it's like, all right, cool. Yeah, but everybody knows about that. But this is how you going to strike back.
Does everybody know about it?
About her being shot in the foot?
I mean, but we know what they soul is, but we don't know what really. Do we know what happened? Do we know how she got shot in the foot in the back of the limousine?
Really. Not really, no.
Don't nobody. No. Bruh.
But we going to use that to our
advantage,
though.
She looked incredibly calm when she got out the car and hobbled
got shot. You had a Hall of Nights moment.
Hey.
This bitch shot off my pinky toe.
Hey, man. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know how to call it. I don't know. I know one thing, and I know two for sure.
Uh-huh.
And I might get canceled for this shit. No, I might get canceled. They might not like me for this.
I don't think there's any cancellations on the Tell Me a Joke podcast.
But the Kardashian Jenner clan is the devil. Run away from them, bro. That's a cult. If you a black man, and see, here's the thing.
That is the organization down right there.
I'm not in the proper tax bracket, and I understand it. So, you know, you can say I'm a broke nigga, ain't got no money, and I don't matter. And you might be right. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
But all this would have been avoided if that black nigga wasn't even in that swimming pool. Why are we at this bitch house? You got Megan the motherfucking Stallion.
Yeah.
And you want to go to the who house? Nah, yeah. I'm good, bro.
It's fucked up that she was fucking with Tory Lanez. It feels like small niggas like me have a chance, you know?
Yeah, y'all niggas got a chance. Yeah. Niggas like me got a chance.
Yeah.
The crazy part about it is,
y'all got more of a chance than little niggas, I would say.
We all got the same opportunity, bro. It's all about charisma and how you carry yourself, man. Because these niggas is lame.
Tiffany Haddish told me if you can make a bitch laugh, you good.
These niggas lame, bro.
Because she pee on herself a little bit.
These niggas lame, bro. And she'll pee on herself a little bit.
Yeah,
and she
want
to take you home. When she clean it up, she gonna want you to make her do it again in another way. Come on, bro. Like, in the intro, he said I was a poet. And that's true. I am that. Yes. But one thing, too, for sure, I ain't got to really just use that to get attention. That ain't the, you know, I'm not the roses are red, violets are fuchsia.
Violets are fuchsia.
Girl, why don't you let me seduce you? I ain't one of them niggas.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
We keep it pee.
Yeah. How long you been doing poetry for?
I don't even want to say my age. I've been doing this shit for a long ass time, bro.
I feel you.
Decades.
Yeah. Okay. Decades.
Yeah. Decades.
That's more than one. That's more than one. 10-year interval.
I don't like saying my age, bro, because it shocks people. And I like the running joke.
But black don't crack, though.
Nah. Unless you won't crack.
Unless you won't. Yes. That's what I let him know.
Yo, people are still on crack, bro.
That is true. I say that all the time. I'm like, nigga, we know about the crack pandemic. Like, what? Like, the epidemic of crack is all over TV. Nigga, we know about the Griseldas and the fucking and all the bullshit. Like, why is motherfuckers still doing crack?
Now it's 2024.
Going 2024. We've been going through a whole pandemic 25. And everything.
Now they on that K2 though.
K2?
Yeah.
What's K2?
What's K2? I'm glad you asked. That shit's crazy. It's a synthetic weed. It's not real.
Oh, I know about the synthetics. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't like the synthetics. They do. It's a weird type of high.
Man,
like, I don't appreciate it.
These boys is zombies. These boys walk around this whole like Resident Evil.
Like, so you say K2, but back then when it first came out, it was called Spice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they used to sell it in
the
store.
I knew all about the spices and shit because at one point in time, I was on probation, which like I am now. But still, like back then, I was like, oh, they got free weed that you can smoke and it don't show up on your shit. And I was like, okay, cool. I went to go ahead and I smoked it. And I'm like, why is my body not getting high? Just the back of my medulla. Like, I don't understand this high and I don't like it.
I always smoke weed. Even when I was on papers, the public jazz was rolling the dice.
I can't. You said rolling the dice. No, sir. I can't do
public
it.
Public jazz was playing with time, bro. But this day, before they got on papers, you know, back in when I used to stay in my old neighborhood, Eastside, Texas, Pleasantville, stand up, what's up?
Boom.
I had a man cave in my backyard. It used to be like where I kept the lawnmower and all the shit that used to cut the grass.
Yeah.
But I was like, yo, I get big money now. So I pay niggas to do that shit. I don't need this shit no more. So I threw all that shit out and I made it a man cave. And it was cool. It was like a little smoke hut. And it was a nice little vibe. And so I had this beautiful bunk. Her name was Lucille, or we call her Lucinda.
And you name all your bongs?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to.
Exactly.
She had a big old booty absolutely. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about going to the dispensary. Thinking about going to the dispensary when I live here. If you want to go hang out, bro, I'll show you where it's at. So you know,
I got 20 more days left.
I'll show you still in 20. Hell more, yeah. I'll show you today.
You know the good dispensaries.
I know all the shit. I'm born and raised, lived here my whole life.
That's good. Now I ain't even gotta ask.
I've been around the world, but I always come home. I'm never not. I've been thinking about it.
You the nigga I need to know. No.
Yeah, I am.
Hell
I've been saying that shit for a minute. I've been saying that shit for a minute. I've been like, yo, man, put me on the show, bro. What's up? Like, goddamn. And then I don't see this nigga every day. So once a year when I see this nigga, I'll be like, fuck, bro. We follow each other. I like your shit. I make comments. God damn. What is that?
Nigga, I gotta worry about the family.
What it take to get out on the show, bro?
Yeah, I gotta talk
every
to my wife
fucking
today.
Week, I see a new picture of a new motherfucker smiling.
Nah, that's just because it's backlog. That's all. I gotta bank them just because, you know,
bro.
I gotta work on them somehow.
Man, you know what I'm
saying?
But
you are the second person that I've had to. This is, I just started a video.
I can see. I like the vibe, bro.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Like, all right, peace, man. How you doing, brother? I really feel like. And maybe I'm putting you on the spot a little bit.
No,
you
know what I'm saying? I like being put on the spot.
But you need a co-host,
bro. Say paused.
What happened?
What? No, you good. I need a co-host?
Yeah, bro. And
I
then
got
you
my
on
contacts
video.
In. Yeah.
You on video
that bitch
now.
Keep pausing. Hold on. We're going to pause this for a second. Keep that. And boom, back at it. Yes. Okay.
So, man, technical difficulties. Yeah, we just started this shit.
Fresh to it, man. I gotta, you know, this working out the kinks.
Second video. I wish I knew I was on video. You should tell me. I would have got a fade, bro. I'm out here looking weak than a bitch. I'm covering up my face with this microphone.
I probably should have warned people before.
You know what
beforehand,
bro. I'm used to Spotify listening to shit. I'm like, all right, bro. I ain't gotta worry about it.
I just at a certain point, it just felt like this needed to happen. You know, I have the capabilities and the funds to be able to get shit like this.
That's,
you know,
a blessing.
You put that bitch on layaway or whatever.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, I didn't even think layaway was a thing on Amazon, but you can. There's certain things that you can lay away too.
What?
And it's like, well, I can pay in installments for this.
Shit.
All right, fuck yeah. Let me go ahead and up the ante. So this is the ante being upped. But
yeah,
yes.
Man. But now you visual. You need a co-host, and then you need somebody that know they way around town, bro. I know how cool shit. I'm in the mix, bro. Like I
was telling myself that today. I'm like, damn, all these motherfuckers that are on here, because you know the certain people I do listen to. Like when I first started doing this, before I even started doing this, like when I would. Before I started comedy, like, I listened to podcasts. Podcasts was the thing. I didn't even know podcasts was a thing until my brother told me about it. And I started listening to podcasts, and that's what got me into the comedy. And that was my my syllabus for how to go about in the comedy field.
Sure.
And my first few people I was listening to was Joe Rogan and Tom Segura with YMH and all that.
Yeah.
So to say that he's always had video. Like, I've always wanted to do something of this sort, but I wanted the quality to be there.
Yeah.
And at that time, I didn't have quality funds, you know. So now it's
won't
just
he
like,
do it? Ain't God great, man?
Come on,
God is amazing.
We trying at least.
God is amazing.
And it's helpful now that, you know, 4 years in, we're going on, dude, just 4 years now. Like, I finally gotten to the point to where, like, niggas can see me now. Niggas can see, oh, what's going on? Where nigga at? Because it's always interesting when people listen. You know, I felt as, you know, people do listen because I'm one person that listen at work. I can't watch it.
Sure.
But you also have more people that do watch as well. So I'm like, let's venture off into the other realm. And Joe's always had somebody there. He's always had a technical person behind the scenes. Yeah, he got his jangles. Yeah, I ain't got no fact checkers or nothing like that. I mean, I could probably fact check myself, but that'll slow the process down. There's no need for that.
You're the host.
It's fun.
We need somebody behind the camera, and then you need somebody behind the computer.
Yeah,
running, flying the ship while you talk your shit.
Right.
And they do like the behind the scenes work. You need that, bro.
Yeah,
it comes with.
I definitely know what I'm saying.
It comes with the territory, bro. You know, and it ain't just Joe that got it like that. You know, when you look at these podcasts, all these cats got the fact checker and all that shit. Yeah. You need a co-host, bro.
Yeah, I feel. Well, what's your schedule like? How busy are you?
I'm off on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Wednesdays and Sundays, which
is good. Tuesday night is a good night because I don't have to go to work. Wednesday morning and Saturday night is a good night because I ain't got to go to work Sunday morning, and that's where I be, bro. I'm out here.
Oh, nigga, wait till I start smoking again. We definitely gonna have some. I got ideas. I got ideas now.
We just had a crazy session last night. I was actually watching the Royal Rumble. You watch wrestling, man?
Oh, man, I used to. I'm a UFC fan now.
A lot of people used to. But see, here's the thing about wrestling that really got me. See, I got a daughter. She's 12 now.
Oh, that's nice.
And when she was one, they had like the women's revolution. See, when we watch wrestling, I'm assuming
it was
you
not
like
that many women.
Yeah, I'm assuming you like a
D generation X.
Yeah,
Xbox and all that.
So when the girls came out, you went and got a snack. You went and got your soda. You went and used the restroom. Rolled up some weed or something.
I was part of the Diva Revolution.
Right, that's what I'm saying. When they came out, you, bro, wasn't nobody checking for fucking Tori Wilson.
No.
Ain't nobody, even though Jacqueline was ahead of her time, people like Jacqueline, Jazz.
I used to have pictures of Jacqueline.
They was ahead of their time because they
jacking it to Jacqueline.
Uh-huh. They went bullshitting. They went around here trying to be in Brian Panties. But a lot of them hoes was like in evening gown matches and mud pool party matches. And niggas ain't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
But today, these women are athletic, bro.
I see them.
And they not just athletic, they queens. Like, these black women are so much.
Yeah. Oh, I see. They got a reality show where one dude that plays football and his wife is a wrestler or something like that.
They both wrestlers. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Bianca and Montez, they both wrestlers.
Oh, that's a black name, too. Montez.
And bro.
Oh, that's exciting.
They in their own Royal Rumbles. They in their own Hell in the Cells. They in their own money. They in their own Money in the Bank matches, TLC matches. They doing all this shit. They not.
Is it like Triple H and Stephanie McMahon type of?
But they over it. Like, they the boss now. Like, remember DX used to be anti-system?
Triple H and Stephanie are the bosses now.
Triple H used to be anti-system. He used to be fuck the system.
Yeah.
Everything,
but he married into the money.
Now he's corporate now. He ain't no more neon green X putting the X on Connecticut headquarters, and ain't no more walking around with your ass out kicking people in the face randomly.
Right.
Ain't no more of that. They done not. Not they are
Helmsley.
They are the machine, and what they've done with these women, bro. They make this shit exciting. So it's a couple. Of course, you got Bianca.
What you think about Ronda being on there? Because I mean, that's as much as I can give you right there. Because I know the UFC and the WWE, they have collaborated now, and you know, now they have their crossovers or whatnot.
Ronda old.
Yeah, she
Ronda's
is.
Ronda's old news.
She been kicked in the head a little bit too much.
She old news, bro. And she's lit, you know, in the fact like she's still wrestling in the indies. Cause I can talk about this shit, which is crazy.
I can talk about
wrestling for.
Yes.
We gonna talk about a lot of shit because we ain't even got to talk about my story at work and how niggas is niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like right now we talking about the good side of black people. But in a minute we about to go to the ghetto. We about to talk about niggas in about 20 minutes. Just hold on if this ain't it. But I just want to educate people. You know what I'm saying? Like people like Bianca Belair. Of course, we just talked about her. She got a TV show, but it's. See, here's the thing. It's this girl named Jay Cargill. It's this woman named Jay Cargill. And she is like
who you should cast for Wonder Woman. Like the little white girl
like
they
black
got
Wonder Woman. Is she black?
Yes, she is black. Black. You know, she date what's that nigga Brandon Phillips from the you used to play for the Phillies.
Okay,
that's her thing. Like they together, and hey, this bitch is
another athlete.
She's amazing.
Sex between them has to be just destructive.
Nah, bro, because he played baseball. That's okay. A different kind of athlete. Like, his athletic prowess lies within his eyes and his hand-eye coordination.
That is...
How,
I feel that.
Can you
that
make
exactly.
contact with a moving object that's moving at the speed of light,
put
nigga?
Put you in a fucking leg triangle.
This
you,
bitch is
boom,
slamming motherfuckers.
Shit.
Like, when I... Look, it's a lady... Wrestling is so crazy how it's a soap opera that's been going on for decades. Like, decades and decades, you know?
As the World Turns type of soap opera?
Bro, you got the high chief.
Oh, you talking about wrestling?
Yeah, you got the high chief Pierre Maravilla, who was like the beginning of this whole Samoan thing.
Rocky Maravilla. The Maravillas?
High Chief Peter is the granddad. It started with him.
Yeah.
Then you got Rocky, The Rock, his dad.
Right.
You got them folks.
Right.
Then you got Rikishi.
Right.
You got Umaga.
Yeah.
You got Yokozuna.
Yeah.
You got the Wild Samoans, Alpha and Zika.
Okay, I don't know them. That's where it stops.
Them the old school niggas. They used to fight Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes and shit.
Yeah, okay.
Big ass niggas with hard heads and a lot of hair. You know what I'm saying? That look like they ain't speak a lick of English and walk with their tongue out and look ugly all the damn time. Yeah. Them cats, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the currents. You got Roman Reigns. You got
okay,
the Usos.
I know about Roman Reigns.
The Usos, them Rikishi boys. You got Solo Sikoa, who's the
Rikishi
Usos.
Still doing it?
He teaching now.
He's teaching.
His sons.
He make people eat his
he
ass
got
still?
No, he teaches sons to fuck niggas up. Oh. He got a fucking army of these niggas.
What?
You remember he used to put his butt in your face?
Yeah.
And big fat nigga, he just right. heavy with a whole bunch of ass in your face.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea. Now,
yes.
he now his son
get
is
pink out of these niggas.
His son athletic, bro. His son gonna put you in the corner. And put a chair on your head and run his hip into your shit.
Oh,
you
shit.
Know what I'm saying? Like it's violent. Like these cats is deep. They deep.
Oh,
and then
that's
you got
awesome.
You got the head of the table. It's like it's so many different.
Is Jason Momoa, was he a wrestler?
Nah.
Somebody told me he was a wrestler that turned actor.
Nah, he was an actor that's an actor.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was like, because I don't remember Jason Momoa
as
a wrestler.
They talking about Roman Reigns. The point, I went down a rabbit
you
hole.
Went
these
okay.
women,
I like
though,
it, though.
These women are fucking amazing. Jade Cargill is everything of what it is. So anyway, I went down this line because it's a lady named Nia Jax, who
okay.
is The Rock's niece.
What?
She is a fucking gorgeous. But she is a BBW. She is not a little bitch at all. Like, this bitch is big. When she walked down the ring, me and my partners, we get
Samoan blood.
Me and my partners be like, big bitch alert. Because she's not playing, bro. She
now,
is not
now,
playing.
What type of big bitch are we talking about?
Big,
like,
sexy bitch.
Oh, so
but
like
6'3", 6'3", 250, 260 pounds.
You just making
big.
They making big women.
Bitch, see, this is the time where you need a fat checker so you can be like, look up Nia Jax. And then they show you and you be like, damn, that's a big. I'll be your fat checker today.
I love it. Okay,
but
Nia Jax. Like, see, because I can't make children like that.
Yo,
that's amazing.
That might be true because you a smart
guy. Yeah, I'm a small man.
You know
and my
saying?
Wife is also small. So we going to make small children.
Yeah, that might
we ain't gonna
be,
make
that
big
might
children.
Be true.
I would like to make a big child, but he ain't going to come
that
out big.
That might be true, but this is a big
oh,
bitch.
Oh, yeah.
She ain't little, bro.
No, she not.
And she's
like, I couldn't pick her up. Like, there's no way
she's
that.
Athletic, bro. She coming with the boomstick
how,
for your
like,
ass.
Like, how athletic? She's also flipping around and shit
nah,
with that type of frame?
This big bitch ain't flipping around, but this big bitch, she going to leg drop your ass and you going to feel it. She gonna
that's
drag
a,
you to the corner, get on the second rope, and yeah. sit on your chest, and you gonna lay there. You ain't gonna,
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? And
she probably like 26, huh?
I don't know how old she is, but it was last night was a Royal Rumble, and she was supposed to be the favorite. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
That dude, her right
but
there.
But this bitch, Jay Cart.
Yes,
that's what I was telling
yes.
you about.
Look at the hips, are, you
oh
can see
God.
The ass from
oh
the front.
God. Oh my gosh,
that's
Jeez.
A front pose,
that's,
and
that's
ass
Brandon
is there.
Phillips' little thing. That's and
Lord.
She came through last night. And she picked that big bitch up. and slammed her down so hard.
Talking about catching a hernia. God damn.
She didn't look like she was
like,
hurt at all.
What's her special move?
Throw that bitch over the ropes. That was a special move last night. I'm about to lift your big ass up.
Oh, because it's a Royal Rumble.
And I'm going to throw your bitch ass
did
over the
did she win
ropes.
The Royal Rumble?
She came close.
Oh, okay. Because we can't let you.
Bailey won the Royal Rumble. Who's
Bailey?
Okay, so you got, you remember back in the day in the 80s, you had the Four Horsemen?
Yeah.
You had Ric Flair.
Right.
Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
Tully and forgot the other nigga name, but they was the Four Horsemen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for the Women's Revolution, right around the time my daughter was born, and this is why me and my kid, we love this shit, because it's like she grew up watching this part of the women, not where I grew up. If she watched what I was watching, she probably wouldn't watch that shit. She wouldn't be like, man, I don't want to watch this shit. I don't give a fuck about these half-naked hoes and Jello.
That's all it was. That's all it was back then. Yeah.
While they was having buried alive matches,
they weren't very
not for the women.
Matches.
Yeah, the women was like some old bullshit-ass match. So now she's used to watching. So you got Bailey. You got a girl named Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, she's from Ireland.
That's a straight white girl right there.
Yeah,
Becky, and you got Lynch in your name.
Yeah. But she international.
Okay.
You know, somebody like her. She
coming
ain't my
from
flavor.
Overseas, and she got my flavor.
You got
that's a
Ric
bland
Flair
flavor right there.
Ric Flair got a daughter named Charlotte Flair.
Oh, she.
And she ain't bullshitting.
He don't speak about her at all.
About her all the time.
No, man, not on podcasts and shit.
Absolutely.
I don't hear about
they
it.
Always talking about Charlotte. Charlotte is the shit. Charlotte.
Well, I've never heard about
Charlotte
this.
Charlotte is the spinning image of her daddy all the way to the championship.
With the blonde hair and everything.
She got
Whoa!
15.
With the flat chops and
15.
Shit.
The same like robe game crazy. Come down with the crazy robes.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's serious. She done picked up the torch. You know, his youngest son killed himself. Had an overdose. And that made her go into wrestling. And now she done picked up where he left off. 15 time champ. Just where she at right
what?
Now.
What?
You can fact check
that's more
me.
Than Booker T. Because he
but
was.
But she got, top. Yeah, she got 10 at least. She got some championships. You know what I'm saying? And you got this beautiful woman who's my favorite. Her name's Sasha Banks. She like a little black, soulful little Alicia Keys looking motherfucker. But she mean, bro. And she cheat. And she mean. And she nasty. She kick. Pull your hair, bite, scratch, you do whatever it takes to win.
Oh, low
and
blows.
They started Hell in the Cells, and they started the table matches, and that's what it. And so Bailey, one of them, she ended up winning last night, and it came full circle because Bailey started off as a face, which means like she's a good girl. She had this little off ponytail, and she had like the little inflatable arm. Men that come up and wave when she come down to the ring, she's but then in wrestling you switch characters.
The wacky whale inflatable arm tube guys? You talking about that shit?
Yeah, she had that when she used to come down when she was a kid.
When she was a kid,
but she's not a kid no more, and she ain't on that. She ain't on that. She's a fucking menace, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here for the bad girl. You know
the
what I'm
menacing.
Saying? Yeah. And so last night, she not only did she kick a lot of people out, but she did it sneakily because she's a cheater, and you know what I'm saying. She kind of tapped into the young good Bailey when she
so she's
them
basically
out.
The heel.
Yeah, she won last night.
Ah,
she won, and it's like now WWE is about star power. It's about it's a girl named Naomi who
Vince know about them storylines, boy.
It's not Vince no more.
It's not Vince no more.
It's Triple H,
right? He passed the torch. What happened to the fucking Shawn?
He there too. Him and Triple H, they best friends. They doing this shit. They got like a little developmental league NXT where you got like you come up and then you go into the major league.
Yeah,
it's a lot happening in wrestling, bro. And
I mean,
just say
it's still been around since I was little
man. If you go to Japan, where because Sasha Banks, they it's crazy they end up slighting Sasha and Naomi. They slighted them on some racial shit, and Sasha got the fuck out of America and she went to Tokyo and became champion over there. If you go to Tokyo, they got the whole Tokyo Dome sold out. It's 100,000 people in there.
I mean, the Japanese really love
watching wrestling. India, you go to India.
And they integrated it with the UFC to where, you know, they thought it was going to be some fake shit. But It's like, nah, UFC niggas not about to, well, yeah. MMA niggas not about to just take a dive.
Nah.
Nah, we really about to hit you in the face.
But see, these dives, they taking, now we're dangerous. These dives ain't.
I mean, the dives back then were dangerous.
Not like this. Not like this. Yo.
I mean, we had the, you had the Mankinds and the Undertakers and those monumental matches back then.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's fucking Kurt Angle breaking
crazy.
His neck.
That's crazy. When, hey, man, Roman Reigns will handcuff you to the ropes.
I should have worn my Shawn Michaels shirt
and
today.
Just beat the shit out of you with a chair until the show go off. He will handcuff you to the ropes, bro, and just beat the shit out of you until they stop filming, bro. Now them dives is what I'm talking about. It's different, bro. It's not the same. Yes, Mick Foley is a trailblazer and an innovator, and yes, he flew off that cage many a times. He flew
many
off
many a time. That's way too high.
He almost. The crazy part is when he flew off the first time with the Undertaker, if he didn't hit the edge, box? Like this part of the table, like his ass hit right here. If his ass hit right here, he would have fell on the ground and killed himself.
Oh.
So him hitting the hardest fucked up part of the table really saved his life.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? I'm into this shit. When he came through the Hell in a Cell and he hit that mat on them thumbtacks, bro. You thought that was thumbtacks, like right here.
No, that was his tooth.
That was his tooth cut through his shit into his
into
nose.
His nose, yeah.
Bruh. Yeah. That's okay, okay. So, it's niggas is innovative. But then you got to understand, bro. You got to understand, bro, that they having barbed wire matches.
What? They doing, wrestling now? They WWE? Doing,
nah, not.
Oh, yeah, because I remember ECW.
They doing death matches. They swinging motherfucking LED lights that be like them lights up there.
Yeah, the fluorescents.
They popping each other with them shits. They going crazy right now in the streets. Like, and it's a thing. It's still it's a league, but it's not commercialized.
Is ECW still a thing?
Nah, that shit dead.
Okay. But niggas is still wrestling like ECW though.
Yeah. ECW set some shit up, but they just ain't had no money.
Yeah.
They ain't had no money and the thing
that's
is,
like,
bro,
the Bellator when it comes to UFC or PFL.
When you fighting
comes to MMA,
deathmatch wrestling, it ain't never enough
death
money.
Match.
That's what they call this shit. Because these cats is going crazy, bro. Like they not, they making,
I've seen clips.
They making barbed wire beds. They doing all kinds
too much
of shit.
Barbed wire is terrible, son.
Bro, they going insane. They
these are real cuts, not razor blades.
Nah, they not playing with that. They not playing, bro. They not playing. And it's. It's crazy, but it's also exhilarating to see a black woman come to the ring three times last night. Three different black women came to the ring, and the place went nuts. And they all looked amazing. Like, they looked spectacular. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm interested for. I seen last night's Men Royal Rumble, and it was all right. It was cool. The Rock should have showed up, but he didn't, so it made it.
The Rock is too big.
Is he?
I mean, he not. Because I mean, he not. It's not beyond him to show up.
This Roman Reigns nigga has been champ for 3.5 years.
Ooh.
And Rock and Roman are in the same family. The Rock is Roman's uncle.
Whoa.
So, and this is a thing that they're selling because Roman sits at the head of the table, and that's like a marketability thing.
Yeah.
But we all know who really sit there, and that's The Rock. That's the only one that can do it, bro. Everybody that they put in front of Roman for 3 years, 3.5 years, he the win.
The Rock is so big.
So, man.
That's, I mean, physically as
he's
well.
He's coming, bro. He's coming to WrestleMania. He has to come to WrestleMania.
What is Brock Lesnar doing?
Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar fucking farming somewhere.
With half his intestines gone.
Yeah, this nigga too old. I mean, he's still Brock, but, you know. He can't be Roman. Roman got a family.
What do you think about CM Punk?
I think he was there last night too. Him and Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is a Dusty Rhodes' son. CM Punk,
because he tried to come over to the MMA and
that was a joke.
That was terrible.
CM Punk should have never went and fought for real.
No.
Now WWE, you need to have some form of athletic prowess. But see, here's the thing about WWE that makes it better, or not better, but that makes it different from UFC. In UFC, which it rarely happens, but it does happen, and when it happens, it's amazing. And that's like that's the storyline for weeks when there's somebody that's getting their ass whooped.
Yeah.
They getting their ass whooped. Not even from another organization,
no,
but
okay.
They getting their ass whooped. And then out of nowhere, they throw a punch of God, a miracle, and knock a nigga out when they was on the verge of loss, yo, defeat.
That Hulk Hogan, I got the energy from the crowd type of
but that's,
situation.
But in,
huh?
UFC, it don't show like that, because in UFC, it's like this. It's like real quick. Like, you can begin your ass whooping, you just throw a punch, and then
yeah,
boom.
You hit,
and you're
hit
like,
that button.
Oh,
you
I,
hit that button. Yeah,
and the crowd go wild.
Yeah.
But in WWE, it's scripted to where you're going to have to take this ass whooping. CM Punk got a Future Shock DDT, which is like Drew McIntyre, big ass Scottish dude, 6'7".
That's the name of the super move? The Future Shock DDT?
DDT is, and the guy that gives it is Drew McIntyre. He's
okay.
6'8".
Oh, this is exciting.
265.
Jesus Christ.
And he took one of them. It's a DDT where instead, you know, Jake the Snake used to just DDT you, but
yeah.
Drew hit you with, like, he put you in his guard, or however you say that, where he got his legs around you.
Yeah.
Like, you're in his guard.
Yeah.
And he DDT you, like, you standing up and he jumped.
Oh,
home.
One of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he took four Claymore kicks where Drew decides
a Claymore
to
kick.
Get a running start.
That's explosive.
He gets a running start. And then he drop kicks you with one foot and you fly across the fucking ring. He got that boy with four of them. And CM Punk stood up and still kicked him out. And it's exciting because you see the ass whooping that's being delivered, even
yeah.
though it's not necessarily real.
Right.
You still got to take that shit.
Yo,
you still
got to
get kicked in the fucking
definitely.
Face.
Yeah, you definitely understand that these athletes actually put their body
and
on the
line. And that's what
makes
CM Punk look amazing in wrestling, because
looks
he can take it. He can take that. Not everybody can take four Claymore kicks. It's a dude named Gunther who's from fucking Austria.
Yeah, that sounds like an Austrian name.
He
there.
Looks
fucking
like
fucking Gunther.
He looked like a Nazi. This nigga is fucking huge, bro.
He
got his hair.
Okay.
But he just looked like he fought for Germany. Like, this nigga's huge. This nigga, another 6'7", 300 pounds.
Jesus.
And they call his kick the Tyrannosaurus kick, because he drop kick you like a fucking T-Rex and you fly across the ring.
He's like some Baki Hanma characters.
Bro, these
come
niggas,
on.
You know, remember when Ric Flair used to chop you?
Yeah.
Woo!
Chest get all red and shit.
Hey, when this nigga chop you, like when Rick chopped you, you'd be like this. You'd be like,
ah, stinging. Yeah.
When that nigga chop you, you are on the ground, bro. He chops you to death. Like, he chops you to
death. Those are real chops.
Bro, red is not the word. Like, niggas is bleeding across their chest when Gunther decide he want to hit your bitch ass with a chop, bro. And it is exciting, and it's on Peacock.
Oh, Peacock got it. Oh yeah, they gonna be around.
You can always go check it out. They have volumes and volumes of the shit, man. I'm trying to tell you, these guys are these new age people.
Yeah,
phenomenal, awesome to watch. It was. The men's Royal Rumble wasn't exciting as the women's, because the women's was
really
exciting, bro. The women.
Really?
I'm trying to tell
There's
you.
There's that
women,
many women in there now?
There's women. You got this little cute bitch named, what's that bitch name? Liv Morgan. She's a little cutie, little white girl from Jersey. Little crazy motherfucker that want to jump off the top ropes.
Yeah.
Take you through tables and shit. You got Jade, who's star power personified, bro. Nia Jax came to the ring and threw most of them bitches out the ring.
Mm.
Like, people was like, oh my God, Nia Jax is unstoppable. And then 29, here come Jade. And Jade slammed this big bitch and then pick up. She didn't even pick up. She told her, get your ass up. And she got up and they got the handle. You know, you got Naomi, you got Bayley, you got Becky.
Who's commentating? You still got the King Lawler commentating?
Nah. You know who's commentating? You know who's awesome, bro? And outside of wrestling commentation, but who's just an awesome person that I would love to get a chance to meet?
Yeah.
Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee?
He commentates only the pay-per-views, like only the PLEs, the premium live events on Peacock.
Yeah.
He only come to them.
He used to do it like day to day Raw and SmackDown, but
motherfucking
now,
McAfee.
Yo, Pat McAfee's the man, bro. Shout out Pat.
Shout out bro. Pat.
Fucking hilarious.
That's awesome. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, and Michael Cole. I hate Michael Cole.
Well, who's Michael Cole?
Michael Cole is the guy who was announcing with Jerry the King. Michael Cole is, he's a bitch. He's an old white man. It's, and you hate Michael Cole because they train you to hate him. Like, that's what they want you to do. No, they, Michael Cole cheers for the people that suck the worst. Like, if Michael Cole cheers for you, you're not winning the Royal Rumble. You're not winning the Royal Rumble. If at the Royal Rumble, if Michael Cole gets excited and when you come out, bitch, you have no chance. You might as well just get ready for next year. Go move to next week at the Raw and just, you're done.
The last time, I don't even know. Oh, no, I know what stopped me from watching fucking wrestling is when I really got into, like, the only sport I watch is UFC and maybe rugby if I can catch it from time to time because I played it. But other than that, like, that is the only thing I keep track of to where, oh, I know what person somebody might be talking about if they're going to be talking about it. You know, but, like, when it comes to basketball, football, anything else like that, like, I don't know a damn thing. Mm-hmm. Like, who's supposed to be playing football tonight? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the sports authority. I hope Pat Mahomes lose. Fuck him. I hate him, bro. I hate him so much.
Mahomes. The UFC is my shit. Like, I watch it religiously, and I don't know. I when it comes to looking at sports and shit, I'm always like, why are people so obsessed with it? And this is the only thing that I can say that I don't know why I'm obsessed with it. I just am. Like, I trained and shit from time to time. For way back when I used to, but you know, I'm like, nah, I don't want put my body in that situation to where I get hit in the face for real.
It's tough.
Like, you know, I don't care to get hit in the face. And at this point in time, I'm too old to be getting hit in the face. But, nigga, Conor McGregor is 36? 36. And I'm older than this nigga. And this is like, God damn.
Conor McGregor almost got me killed.
How?
Fuck you, Conor. For real, bro. They let your bitch ass make it too, dog. And I'm saying that shit.
Oh, wait, did you have a bet or something? What's going on? How did this come about? How did you almost die because of Conor McGregor?
So, you know, when Conor fought Mayweather,
I figured it was going there.
That was Harvey. The same day.
Hurricane Harvey.
Hurricane Harvey. You're not from here, so.
No, but I was.
You wasn't here?
No, my dad was. But I mean, you my dad wasn't knew here. No.
So you wouldn't know. Okay, bet. Okay, okay. So let me give you a little history of how that went down, like the whole situation.
Yeah.
So we're going to. I don't remember the exact dates, but we're going to say Monday. The fight was on Saturday. So we're going to say Monday, the beginning of the week. Harvey is in Corpus Christi tearing shit up.
Yeah.
You feel me? He is fucking it all up. And we like, damn, it sucked to be y'all. That's tough. You know what I'm saying?
You can always say that when there's somebody else at that moment.
God, I hate that shit for you. I hate that for you. And then Wednesday, they were like, well, Harvey is gonna go north.
Gonna take that turn.
And it's gonna come up to Houston. But it won't be that bad because it came up in land and the land is going to make it
power
the
when it
window.
Gets on land. Sure it does.
So we was like, all right, we ain't tripping.
Sound like everybody during Katrina.
Come Saturday. It's Saturday afternoon. I mean, Saturday morning. And I'm looking at the news. Yeah, Harvey is 50 miles away, but. It's not that bad. Whoop the whoop, blah blah blah. Fuck shit.
Yeah.
And so, on some natural shit, bro. You know when God tell you not to do something.
Yeah.
But you do it anyway.
Right.
Have you ever
disobedient,
bro? God was like, bro, don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere.
Sit your bitch ass at home. I'm like, God, bro, this is the fight of the century. You know what I'm saying? This is McGregor. This is Mayweather. come on, Lord. I'm just going to go to the trap right quick, go to the ghetto, watch the fight, come back home.
Yeah, that seems like the least protective place to be going during a hurricane time.
Hey, the ghetto is the safest place during a hurricane.
Why?
Because motherfuckers prepared.
In motherfuckers the hood? Prepared in the hood?
They know they can't go nowhere. So you
hunker down.
If a hurricane come in, you think the icebox empty?
No, I feel you.
You think ain't no water in that motherfucker?
Right.
Now they might not be eating Wagyu steak and shit, but they gonna have some food. You know what I'm saying? You feel me, bro? Like ain't nobody gonna come if lights go off. Ain't nobody gonna come rape and pillage the ghetto.
That's true. But, I feel you. Okay.
You're running the River Oaks quick than a bitch. If you know the police ain't coming, right? Shit, I'm going to get some shit out of fucking Best Buy. If I know the cops ain't coming. And Harvey was one of them situations, bro, where the cops wasn't coming. So you had to you had to know where to be. And I just, you know, fuck it. Like, man, God, stop tripping, bro. I'm going to go outside and smoke this blunt and let you think about it.
Let you think about it.
You know what I'm saying? So I go outside, bro, and I'm smoking a blunt. And the crazy part is I used to stay with my brother. Shout out Fluent Wynn. You know what I'm saying? We used to stay together.
Okay.
And his sister bought her little dog, which it's not a little dog. His name is Gunner. He's a mix between a German Shepherd and a Husky. Beautiful.
Oh, that's not a little dog at all.
Beautiful dog. Brown. Yeah. A little brown, light-skinned motherfucker. Little pre-Madonna little motherfucker. You would think he'd be savage, but he just a little cute nigga. Big, cute nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's August. And in the sky, it looks like, you know, the type of fan in the old school gym that go around real fast.
The big ass. Oh yeah, the flow fans.
Yeah, but that be up top though. Them big ass fans. It looked like it's one of them in the sky on a guard level. Just a big ass fan. And it's moving slow, bro. It's moving like this. It's like it's moving, but it's moving. You can see it in motion. But when it come around, bro, the wind is so strong and cool.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen nor felt that before. Dealing with hurricanes, bro, I done seen some crazy shit. When Ike, I was in the eye of a hurricane during Ike, but we'll talk about that soon. Like, anyway. So, it's crazy. The dog is literally, he can't stop looking at this shit. Like, he's in awe. I'm in awe. This shit is crazy.
They feel that energy.
We never seen this shit before. And then I go back in there. I'm like, yo, I don't think I need to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fuck that. I'm going anyway. So
you
can't
go anyway. You got everything telling
my
you.
Brother pull up.
Don't leave. Stay your ass here.
And we go to the ghetto to watch the fight. And when I say I'm in the ghetto, nigga, I'm in the ghetto. It's so ghetto that when you go into the restroom, it's a water hose coming out the, like, in the window into the sink of, into the, like, the tank of the toilet to flush that hose. Because this bitch ain't got no water.
Oh.
I'm in the hood.
Yeah, that's definitely hood shit right there. I ain't never seen
how
that.
How it look outside right now is how it is.
Beautiful outside right
in
now.
The moment, it was just hot as fuck because we in August. But today is not hot. It's cold.
Yeah, you got
it's gorgeous. Not a cloud in the sky. It's just it's birds and blue. It's just like that.
Yeah.
We barbecuing, nigga.
Barbecuing.
We get there because this nigga in Corpus, bro. He ain't supposed to be here right now.
Hurricane coming, but we barbecuing.
He ain't supposed to be
about
here, bro. He ain't supposed to be here. Like, it ain't that crucial, nigga. Like, once you... Hurricanes are so different, bro. Like,
you gotta do it before the fucking power goes.
I done been in Harvey, Ike, and Allison. I done been in three life-changing tropical storm situations. And all of them were incredibly dangerous, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this situation, bruh, the fight come on at 7. Not even the fight, just the pre-fight. You know, the motherfuckers that come on
the
before.
The fights that lead up to it. The ones you don't really give a fuck about.
The food is done at 6:45.
Yeah.
Right,
it's Pacific times. Like, nigga, we ready.
7:45. You can't see the street. It's water like that.
Oh,
shit got real fast. Shit got real fast. At first, I was talking about a whole bunch of bullshit. This story just changed on your ass. Like, you did not see that shit coming. Yeah, me
the
neither. You know what I'm saying?
Flooding out here. Oh,
shit got
definitely.
Real. shit got real. Water came to the motherfucking steps. Like, it's happening right now. And so I'm like, oh, fuck, I should have stayed home. You know what I'm saying? But God was like, nah, bro, I'm going to give you what you want. Yeah. So it stopped raining.
Since you don't want to listen.
It stopped raining right when they come to the ring. Like, now I can see the fight. And the water's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Ah.
Now, leading to the fight, we know Connor was saying some very hurtful, mean-spirited things. Oh, he was,
yes. The Mr. Trash Talk himself.
Big shit.
Hella shit.
And see, here's my thing about white privilege.
That Irish white privilege, too.
White privilege will save you from so many things.
Not from an ass whooping.
It saved him, because he ain't get dropped. If you remember, Conor McGregor did not touch that mat.
No.
And I didn't want nothing more in this world to see him touch that mat. And because they saved him like that.
Well, wait, Mayweather not knocking niggas out, though.
Mayweather had that boy ready to go. He was ready to go. And that ref jumped in and grabbed him and said, we're done here. When that ref should have fucking found something to do and let him get his ass whooped. Even if he ain't get knocked out, he should have got his ass whooped, stood up, half asleep, for all the shit he was talking.
Yeah. And that's what got him to fight, though. That mouth is the reason why this motherfucker makes so much goddamn money.
Proverbs 8:6, man, a fool's mouth leads him to ruin and invites a beating.
And that's why he broke his leg during the Dustin Poirier fight.
Hey, man, well, and it's crazy that you could get fucked off, because God don't make no mistakes. You can get fucked off by your own people, and he ain't even throw nothing. Like, he threw the kick and broke his shit, right?
Yeah.
So Poirier didn't even attack. Yeah.
No, he didn't attack anything, but they said he probably had it fractured already from fucking warm-ups and practice and shit and training. And so by the time he came into the ring, as he threw, there's this block elbow right here that he fucking come down, block that bitch, and you can see Poirier like, aha, that bitch hurt you. Motherfucker Poirier pointed at him. He was like, ah, that bitch got you. Because he possibly hit the edge of his elbow, which that opened everything up right there. So you throw this bitch again, that's
fuck
it.
Him.
Finite.
Fuck him. He should have got his ass knocked the fuck out instead of his little bitch ass leg broke. And he's still talking shit from the fucking mat with a broke leg. Like, nigga, you ain't shit. I hate him, bro. With my whole heart, bro. And I shouldn't have went out there, but I did.
And that's why he made that
money. And now I'm stuck in the fucking ghetto in the middle of a goddamn level 4 hurricane that is here, nigga. So I'm like, all right, bro, the fight's over. I'm so disappointed just in America right now. Just in race relations, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, because of this nigga talking his shit.
Bro, I gotta get home because I'm not living in the ghetto tonight.
So we
wait till it stopped. And it stopped for, like, if you know anything about a hurricane, it's a clean side and it's a dirty side.
Yeah.
The clean side is really up for me because it's just rain and that's it.
Yeah.
But that dirty side is what's windy and it's
that's that bullshit.
Fuck up people's houses and shit.
You should not drive in that.
And the dirty side is here, but it's not all the way here.
Ain't
and
no we got
an hour and a half. We got an hour to get from Third Ward to the South Side on 288 and Albina Genoa. And nigga, I'm like, yo, we gotta go. And he was like, man, this is like, I don't give a fuck what it is. What it's gonna be ain't here. We got to go, nigga. And so we head back to the house. And we was on Almeda Street, and we went over that little bitty ass bridge over that big ass bayou, and that water was coming over that bridge, bro. I just put that hoe in the wind and just took off like it was a boat.
You got a stick shift?
But I'm saying every car got 1-2 drive.
Yeah, okay.
If you put it in a drive and you peel off and it's water, the water gonna get in the engine when it switch gears.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm peeling off because this water is like coming. It's like coming over the handrail. Like it's a handrail. It's not a big bridge. So it's not a big handrail. And it's big water coming over this little bitty ass handrail.
Oh, shit.
And I'm losing sight of the cement on the bridge. And I got to get from point A to point B as fast as I can.
And how long is this trip? An hour?
I mean, the trip is 10 minutes without a fucking hurricane on your ass. But when everything underwater and you backstreeting and 288 is not an option.
These backstreets are terrible.
These
backstreets are fucking terrible.
I put that hole in one and we got over that bridge. I felt that motherfucking car swing.
Because the winds ain't playing.
We was swaying. That water wasn't playing, bro. I got across that bridge. It's not even a long ass bridge, but it felt long.
And man, we ain't stopped. Red light, fuck a red light. Bitch, I'm flying through this red light. Like, ain't nobody outside. It's a wild, wild
world.
You're
on a mission because you wanted to watch a goddamn fight.
Fuck Hunter McGregor. You almost got me killed, man.
That seems like your negligence,
seen,
nigga.
I ain't seen another Conor fight since. I ain't seen Mayweather step in the ring since.
Supposedly he might be fighting at fucking UFC 300. He might be. He throwing the hints out there that he might be on 300. Everybody wait for him to go ahead and fight Chandler, and it ain't happened since the fucking the Ultimate Fighter house. And so we just been waiting for this nigga just to see if he gonna get his ass whooped again or not. Because I mean, people love Conor. He's the big money. He's the money grab.
Hey man, look me in my eyes, guys. You see me right here? Look at me. Let me move the mic down so you can see it. Boom.
There it is.
Fuck Conor McGregor. Fuck you, bro. Fuck you. I know you a billionaire, and I'm happy you got your money, bro.
Man,
and I
got a Lamborghini and yacht, my nigga.
I don't amount. I don't amount. But fuck you, bro. Fuck you.
This nigga is skipping you solid.
Your spirit is dog shit. Look. Let's talk. It's called Tell Me a Joke.
You don't have to tell a joke. That's you.
But I'm really good at telling funny stories.
Yeah, I'm really good at that. That's all. I mean, that's kind of what it's about.
And I want to practice with you, bro, because I feel like this is a thing that we not tapped into.
What is that?
It's almost like a testimony, but it's not.
It's a Sunday. It
don't have
to
necessarily be spiritual, but it's like you sharing what happened. Like you sharing a story. That's what I feel like a testimony is. A testimony is sharing your bliss. And like, this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
This is how God blessed me. This is my So, I work in the ghetto.
Yeah.
I work.
Like trapping? Like hood shit ghetto?
I work at a call center.
At a call center?
In the ghetto. Ghetto ass niggas. I work
what?
With.
What do you do supervisor. At this call center?
I'm a supervisor. I have my own team of agents. I can pull out in my backpack. I got like my notepad where I put them in files. I got a whole squad of them, 15 of them. You know what I'm saying?
What they call in for?
We call SiriusXM. You know, like giving people extensions on their new car purchases as far as
Cause
plans go.
That
for,
definitely comes with the car.
Yeah,
SiriusXM. You get SiriusXM for the first 30 days.
First 3 months,
and then
you'll get a phone call from us.
Okay.
And we want to either extend you for an extra 3 months. Well, I'm the guy that supervises that.
You're the supervisor of those niggas that call.
Yes.
And I've gotten those calls.
Yes. And so
they've almost gotten me. I almost hop back into Sirius. I like Sirius.
It's not a bad deal if you into it.
It's not a bad deal.
If you into it.
If you like uncensored radio.
If you're into it and you pay attention to your bills.
Yeah.
If you a person that pay attention to your shit and you be like, okay, I'm gonna pay $4.99 a month for 12 months.
Hey man.
But then after this 12 months it goes to 18, well, okay.
Oh shit.
Month
18.
10, I'm paying attention because I'm about to cancel this shit.
Yeah.
If you one of them, then it's great. You winning. But if you one of them that's like, oh shit, where did this $18 come from?
Right, nigga, you gotta get that rocket money.
IDK. You might not wanna I work with some ghetto ass people.
I could see that. Yeah.
I'm a ghetto ass nigga. I'm not even saying that from a bad place. Like I'm not gonna say I love a lot of my coworkers, but I fuck with. Okay, I'm not even gonna say I fuck with. You gotta be careful what you say, bro.
Right, cause you're talking about my employment here.
Cause you know, I don't think that they listen to shit like this. Cause this ain't NBA YoungBoy, but you never know. You know
NBA
what I'm saying?
NBA YoungBoy, yeah, no, he got a podcast himself.
Probably not. But if he did, they'd be locked into that shit.
To,
you know
never
what I'm
broke again. Yeah,
niggas gonna be niggas.
Yeah.
And so, our hiring policy: we rehire people.
Oh,
and
how nice.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's wild. I don't feel safe at work.
it's like taking an ex-girlfriend back.
Yo, like, it's like,
I know you're crazy, but miss you.
Being a black man.
I need you.
In a position of management.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tough because I work in a building full of women.
Okay.
Some of them cute and they love attention from a nigga who seems to be in charge. So I got to deal with that. I got to navigate that. But then you got these women who are emotionally
damaged,
bro.
fucked up.
Damaged.
Fucked up.
And there's and a lot of that.
The thing is, a lot of them don't even know
Texas.
That's what they raised for. Like, it, like, like, it's this one woman who we would go at it. Like, bro, she would be on my neck like crazy. Like, I had to write her up like a couple times just to get her off of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I be lying at work, bro. If I give you my actual person, then I'm gonna get fired. So I gotta lie. They call me Grace. I smile and I throw away their trash and warm up their food and I do everything for them. Like, I love, I don't love them, but you know, I love to work for them.
You
I
enjoy
love to
your work
serve.
Environment.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
When you do that, it makes for, they thought that I was combative. They thought that people was gonna hate me, but they end up loving me because I'm always doing for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good work environment.
That's a good work environment.
You got a boss that does it like that for you.
Well, when you healthy in a healthy space and you dealing with people not in a healthy space, you have to deal. Yeah,
they take that shit to work with
you.
Them.
Have to deal with them in their best and in their worst. And then it's also crazy how life 360 your bitch has. And you have. I used to have an ex. I'm not going to say her name because every time I say her name, some. Either she populates out of nowhere or somebody responds, like her spirit feels somebody.
Yeah. My ex listens, so I gotta be nice now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, ex. What's up, little bitch? We on video now, bitch, so you watch it.
You can definitely see. You can definitely see my eyes.
He gotta be nice, but I don't know you like that. I'm joking. I'm playing, dog. Because she gonna snap shit out of this nigga. Anyway, okay. So. We gonna name the girl B, my ex, right?
Okay.
But I said her name like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And she responded into the rehire.
Oh shit!
She
responded,
and the rehire remind me of B so much, bro. They don't look alike.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But the rehire has the same body shape.
Yeah,
and she got that same look in her eyes.
Oh no!
And she's so cool until she not, bro.
You fucking
and
reincarnated into another bitch.
Oh, this bitch is the devil. We gonna call her the devil. Okay, that. So Reese won.
That's scary.
She got, and then she got where she don't look the same, and she got piercings like all over the fucking place. Like she just,
oh okay,
she just hit up in her face, in her face.
A hot topic, bitch.
Yeah, but she,
yeah,
she could, she got the potential to be mad sexy because she's different. Like my ex,
I like different. Yeah,
her little, like she got like a little gazelle booty. Like it was fun. Yo, if you don't know me, you can
I
ask
like
this cat.
Booty.
You can ask Best this cat. Case. I know he married and is look, Mrs. Maniacal Menace. I'm telling you now, your boy ain't on no fuck shit. But when he walked up on me at right about now, even though I was sitting by myself, I was not sitting by myself. And I don't even know them women around me, but women just flock to me. Like I can't help it.
You have
I
a got good spirit.
I have some, I have a way about myself that people just want to be in the mix.
Yeah.
And so I try to keep that. When you supervisor and you doing for everybody and making sure everybody got their numbers and they right. working, it come off as, oh, he's interested to these women. Like, in their mind, even though I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
In their mind.
Women's brain are different.
This is my nigga. And that's what the devil, I think, got on her head.
Oh, they just claim you immediately.
The devil, she a motherfucker. We gonna put a pin in the devil. See, I'm telling the stories. I'm on something with this storytelling shit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put a pin on this devil. Okay, and so I had an old best friend. We not friends no more, but her name was Mackie, and she's beautiful.
Oh,
she's,
it's terrible when you fall out with friends.
She is big and fine, but that bitch is socially awkward, bro. I'm talking about, she's so big and fine, bro. Oh man, every time I took her somewhere, they just be staring like, how does somebody that fine be with somebody that fat? You know what I'm saying? Like, she quiet. She don't like attention. If you go up there and try to holler at her, she make it real awkward and uncomfortable for you.
Oh,
she is one of them.
I know a few people like that.
But she her soul with spirit is sweet. She just don't. She a lot like a lot of these women. They haven't been loved, and the love that she received.
Yeah,
it's real shitty, and so that's what she equates, and she doesn't know how to communicate. She doesn't know how to express, you know, affection or love, and you know, that's why we kind of fell off, because of some very personal sad shit that happened to both of us. You know what I'm saying? Neither here or there.
Right.
At work, there's a girl that looks just like Mackie, but she's like the medium sized version.
Yeah.
Mackie is a large, maybe an extra large, but not because her belly big, just because she just 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She a biggie.
200 pounds.
Right.
Fine in a bitch. So Danetta will probably be like 5'5", 5'6", 130, 140. She ain't big, but she fine, and they look alike.
Yeah.
Same personality. Quiet. She
that's
be messing.
That's a fun dynamic.
She be messing around like she gonna turn some shit over, blow some shit up. Bitch, you can't fight. You too pretty. Look at you. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Nicki Minaj.
Whatever. So we gonna put a pin in that. So going back to the devil. Normally the devil comes to work smiling with donuts. This bitch will buy everybody food, and this hoe will eat a double cheeseburger. DoorDash, big bag.
Double.
You be like, damn, bitch,
big bag.
How many jobs you got? Because I know you ain't buying all this shit on this salary, bitch. You just about did we get sales quota or something? Like, is this a party, bitch? Oh, I just bought something for me and Candace. What? It's two bags. And
it's not, two bags.
Not two. I'm talking about, like, you know, on the cartoon where like Tom and Jerry. You know what I'm saying? Jared, yeah. Move out, and he got that stick with the big bag on the end of it.
Yeah,
that's
her windows.
Carrying motherfucking food. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Friendly, just and you know, smiling. Ooh, Grace, you so fake. Your smile so fake. All right, yeah, it's funny.
Oh, your
just,
dad actually call you Grace.
They call me Grace, bro.
That's why
I picked up that name from a whole another dynamic. But I love it. Like I really fuck with it. Even though
that's I would appreciate it too.
Every time I get a name, I fall in love with it until I receive another one. But right. Nine is my name, and Grace is also I own up to that shit.
I was called Cotton once, but that was when I was working at Abercrombie and Fitch, and I was like, this seems kind of racist, but it came from a mixed shit. So I took it. I was like, whatever. You can call me Cotton all you want, hilarious. Bitch. You got dimples. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The shit we will let go because the bitch is cute is insane.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Shit's wild.
Yeah, I didn't even correct her. I don't know how she got Cotton out of Kyle, but I was like, whatever.
So
bitch, you call me
bitch,
whatever you want.
This devil bitch coming mm-hmm. to work. She ain't got no donuts. She ain't got no bags. And this bitch is not smiling today.
Oh, that means something.
This bitch is on 12, bro. It's not hard to put your VPN in and get in the computer and go to work.
Yeah.
This bitch so fucked up. She locked herself out. Like, she locked herself out. Like, my manager.
Oh, you can't.
I got a manager that got to
having trouble
put her in because she ain't even in the computer. Like, I can't even fix your shit because you're not even logged in. You done locked yourself out that hard. You know what I'm saying?
God damn.
So boom.
Going through it that day.
I get her to do that. Then, you know, this is yesterday, bro. This
yesterday.
Ghetto shit. I'm.
Oh, we this have, was recent.
We talked about wrestling a little bit too long because, like, me and my brother think about doing a wrestling podcast because I think there's space for that.
Yeah.
But this is what we really here for. The story time of the ghetto shit that I be dealing with on a regular. I got so many ghetto ass stories just from work alone. I've been working there for 8 months. Yo, I probably got about.
You've only been there for 8 months.
I probably got about a season worth of material.
I think you've been talking like this has been for years. Yo, how long have you been working?
Shit, 8 months. At this, 9 months.
That's it.
Yeah.
What did you do before that? You hustled?
Yeah. Well, I actually did security at an underground game room.
What?
Mexicans.
Yeah. Like, what type of game? Like Mahjong and shit? Are you talking about actual like
the little
PlayStation 5 guy?
Little slice. Little.
Oh, like a casino.
Yeah.
Oh.
That shit illegal as fuck. And it's dangerous because niggas rob them. Be prepared, bro.
Nigga, you just get more interested in the deeper you dig.
Yeah, yo, it's crazy. Like, my life is a movie. So, yeah, so this bitch is mad, bro. And she ain't getting her computer.
And she wanted me to help her. So I'm like my, like, okay, so my manager, the one that reset her, she was like, hey, pull her to the side. Go see what's wrong with her. Like, yeah. Go talk to her. Like, first of all, this bitch looked like she on crack. Like, she looked like this cop spade to spade. This bitch high in the motherfucker right now. Like, she is gone. So I pull over to the side. I say, say, man, you cool? She's like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm trying to figure this shit out. I say, yo, we gonna work it out. We gonna get you right. But I just need to know you are right. Like, tell me what's wrong. Something's right. Not right. I just want to get to know what I need to know. And I just want to do what I do. And I was like, okay, bitch. Clearly, you ain't giving me nothing. So I'm about to walk out. My others, like, what do you call the person that's on your same level? Like, your equal? Like, she's a supervisor as well. We the same type of person. She come in.
Not an assistant,
but you know, she's like my equal. She's like my equal. Like, you know, you have your superiors.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, your cohorts. Like, the person that's on your level. Okay. And then you have the people under you. Right. She's on my level. And so she's coming in. I'm going out. And she sees that this black woman is giving me the blues. And not just me, but everybody. And this girl is she's a big bitch, but she ain't like, she's a different, like, she's one of them tall, just big, healthy bitches. She's not necessarily fat at all. Like, Brittany is really big and pretty, you know what I'm saying?
Another, we've been through a lot of shapes in women today.
6 footer, you know what I mean? But she just long and just tall and just big and fine. But she a game. Like, I ain't gonna put her business out there, but you know what I'm saying? She get active if she wanted to. But she flipped a new leaf. She got a supervisor position. And she trying to help somebody that she see where, you know, come on, let me holler at you. So she got to calm down, got to sit on the computer. Bitch, get back off the computer. Now she is just attitude central. She slamming shit, huffing and puffing, just mad. You know what I'm saying?
Something definitely happened at the
point,
house.
I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, bitch, it's time for you to go home.
Oh,
now the same woman, I was like, yo, it's one of them out there that just give me the blues. Like, this one, who normally raise all the hell in the office.
Yeah.
This bitch, the devil tripping so hard that the normal hell raiser's like, hey, man, come outside. Let me holler at you.
Calm down.
You tripping. Like,
you on one today. You need to take it down a few notches.
That's crazy, bro. We never thought we were here today where this woman, and I'm so proud of her. I told her that shit.
This is usually you.
I told her that. I told her that after the end of this story, when we get to the point of what I'm getting to, I was like, yo, I'm proud of you because I would expect this shit from you, but you did different, and I'm gonna let them know anyway. So
you get a star on the chart.
So she walking with her. She go through the break room. Now she's coming out.
That's it for the video.
That's tough.
It's cool. We can finish the story then because we've been going long anyway. But that's fine.
She coming outside, right? And so. Little Mackie, the girl looked like my best friend. She's coming inside. She opens the door and she holds the door so they can go outside.
Yeah.
Now, on the way out, Devil gets to cussing Mackie out. Bitch, ho ass bitch. Fuck you, bitch. For no reason, because she just on 12 for the whole day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So Danetta turned around. Bitch, what you talking to? Bitch, I'm talking to you. If you got a problem, do something. Danetta was like, man, I ain't tripping. She turned around. The bitch throw a cup of water. Boom. Hit Danetta. They rumbling outside. Nigga, it's going down.
God, we are
in the ghetto at work. On camera. They plexing. The old school ladies. You got Miss E. You got Miss Lori. You got Miss Pat. They trying to break it up. Miss Pat a gangster. They trying to break it up and shit. They get them separated. They come back in. Jersey go get her shit. She coming out. Now they in the hallway. At first they was outside, so it really wasn't nothing happening. Like, they were swinging, but they weren't connected. Now they in the hallway. Jersey trying to come out. The devil say something, man. When I say she grabbed that hoe and slammed that bitch against them walls in that hallway and got to working that bitch out. At work, bro.
God damn.
At work, bro. She came to work. She left fucked up. Them motherfucking piercings was all cocked and shit. She she had a little blood drool. Yo, she got her bitch ass beat up at work.
this has been very interesting. We're definitely gonna have to have a part two to this. I know there's more time in this day that we need to go ahead and get the family and do other shit. Yeah. But shit,
yeah. I don't know if they gonna like the first part because we was talking about wrestling. What? Everybody don't like wrestling.
Nigga, there's a lot of things that we usually get into, like fucking anime and all that. Man, it is all part of the being weird side.
My life's
like,
a movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need.
My life's
we
a
need
movie.
Shit like that, and this is what people go through. This is the things we like to talk about. And shit, tell me a joke, man. Got a lot of chasing dream. We out here dream chasing and living life.
Man.
You know, you just basically gotta live life how you wanna live it and fuck all who don't like it and the naysayers and all that. Just keep it going, basically.
And we about to go get some weed.
Yeah, I love it. Yes, yeah. So, nigga, let everybody know where they can find you at, because I'm excited about this.
Yo, you can find me at 9NYNE, the THA, poet, POET, one word, at all platforms. You know what I'm saying? It's easy peasy. Just fuck with me. It's a good time.
And this has been Tell Me a Joke, the guideline to chase the dream. I've been your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slick Black. And until next time, goddamn it, I'm gonna get extra batteries so we don't run out on this camera that I'm looking at.
Peace.
Holla.